Welcome to Robots Attack. Now, woo-hoo! Normally you'd hear us on KSCU Santa Clara 103.3, the Underground Sound, but because of the holidays, we're doing these special little shows that you can hear only on the podcast.
Yes, these are internet specials.
Because the, stuff is happening and it won't allow us into the station because we're just that awesome. And they're like, whoa, the quota of awesomeness, you would explode the building. So you need to not come around at your normal time because, you know, that would be too much awesome at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Tuesdays. So we had to
scale it back a little bit.
Give them all
a little break for the holidays.
Exactly. You know, the internet's pretty big. So our awesomeness can kind of, seep through the interwebs and everything like that. But and we may possibly even have a new schedule. We'll find out more
and we'll
definitely let you all know. But for now, just tune in the way we've been telling you.
And, stay tuned to this channel. More updates as they happen.
Exactly. So, Caleb, what has been up with you? Have you been beating lots of people?
I have been playing Assassin's Creed again.
All right.
That was... So there's been a fair amount of assassination going on.
Are you pickpocketing people and, like, shoving people out of the way and...
Yep, and those poor archers just have no idea what's coming until it's too late. And in this latest mission, I finally tried using the throwing daggers. Those are pretty awesome.
Yeah. Those are handy.
Whoa, you can actually take people out from distance, like with one shot. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's nice when you can eventually like carry more of them and stuff too. So what made you step into the first Assassin's Creed since it's not exactly a new title?
Just kind of coming back to it. Like I've had it on my shelf for a while, been meaning to play, just haven't got around to it.
Okay. Yeah, I know that feeling. I have way too many games that are like collecting dust. Like, please play me. I'm like, I'm sorry, man. Like Skyrim, Modern Warfare 3 or Battlefield 3. Like, you know, it's just taking my time. I'm sorry. I'll get to you. I swear I'll get to you.
Yeah, since I don't have any of those, I'm like, let's. I was looking for a solo adventure that wasn't a shooter. So that's currently the best solo adventure game I have right now. Well, no, that and Call of Water is, but I didn't feel like, but that's still first person.
So still shooting people.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of go a different direction.
Yeah, a little change of pace. So how about you? What's new with you these days?
I have been working overtime for this whole week, and I get to do it some more tomorrow and Saturday, and so, like, it sucks, but it's, like, it'll be nice, you know. With the paycheck.
Yeah.
But, you know, it kind of sucks now because it just like drains your energy completely and staring at a screen all day and then coming home and going, oh crap, I need to work on that on the computer. No, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to touch that thing anymore. Yeah. I've been staring at this box for all day.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, mining ebony isn't going to do it itself. So, you know, I need to make that Daedric armor and I need ebony.
Yep.
Ores and I need Daedric hearts to make this said armor. So it, you know, I have to play Skyrim.
Exactly.
The game won't do that for me. So I have to do it.
They've yet to make one of those programmable keyboards for the Xbox.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I want. Yeah. That's pretty. Yeah. That's lame. Let's play a game.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit weak sauce.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. But it sounds like we've had some video game time at least, and among other things. And
oh yeah, the other fun thing I've been doing is I've been watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy again.
Okay.
Yeah, the wife and I have been watching the extended editions. We're making it epic December.
Okay. All right. Any particular reason? Just felt like
watching them again, and it's like, do you want to do all three? I'm like, yeah, let's do all three. So I was like, all right. Yeah. All right. Finished the Two Towers the other day. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they're going to show supposedly the teaser for The Hobbit with like Tintin. So
we'll see.
See how that goes. You know, it'll end up online too.
I'm sure it will. Yeah. They always do.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Did you get a chance to see the Batman teaser? The 6-minute opener with
No.
Not yet?
Nuh-uh.
Ah. Bummer. It's with Ghost Protocol. So I don't. You mentioned that you might be going to see that.
That's not out yet.
Ghost Protocol's in, I thought it was.
No.
No. No.
I think it comes out tomorrow in IMAX screens, like early, uh-huh. just IMAX, or my worldwide release. But yeah, like the 16th, I believe, is the release date.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, there you go then. I was just so excited about it and I just lost track of when it's actually coming out. Yeah, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Sure.
Quiet you.
It's all right. I'll tease you and beat you later.
Hey.
In other segments. Remember, folks, I do that because he likes it.
Uh-huh.
He does. I mean, I've done it all the shows, and he always has a smile on his face when I do it. So, yeah, we're going to...
I'm smiling now.
We're
going
to go to the
voice.
News right now, and yeah, thanks for listening. We are Robots Attack.
Dun, 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 dun.
The news. All right, welcome back now to Woo-hoo! The news portion of Robots Attack. So, Caleb, what do we have in the news? Anything interesting? Anything exciting?
Well, if you count an impromptu Jedi outside of Toys R Us, exciting story, then yes, we do have some excitement.
I do like Star Wars. Fill me in.
So, apparently, let's see, where was it? I'm not sure exactly where it was, but a gentleman was outside of a Toys R Us, and he was apparently harassing customers with a lightsaber. Obviously a toy lightsaber. They aren't real. Not yet, anyways. And
did he think it was real?
Hard to say.
Okay.
I don't think he thought it was... really real, but he was definitely committed to its use.
Okay,
because when the police were called to, you know, remove him from the scene since he was disturbing customers and stuff like that, he actually fought back using the lightsaber. And when the police tried to use the taser on him the first time, they missed because he deflected it with the lightsaber.
Dang. So his training and the force is...
apparently the force was strong with him day. Yeah. So
was he claiming to be a Jedi or a Sith? Because if he's harassing people, that's a little more Sith-ish,
Let's see. It doesn't... happen. The article doesn't seem to say.
The article didn't go into that deep of geekdom.
No, it wasn't quite.
They didn't answer those hard-hitting questions.
No, it didn't answer whether he was Jedi or Sith.
Now, officer, did the man report to being a Jedi or a Sith? These are important distinctions. The Star Wars community will go insane if you claim this man to be saying he's a Jedi, because Jedi are supposed to be peaceful and not harassing people and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently, I'm sure that they would have gotten a blank stare from the officers and then told to probably move along, and there's nothing to see here. But yeah, apparently, the story has all the markings of one of those, like, it's truth is stranger than fiction, because it's got a crazy person, Star Wars reference, and don't tase me, bro scenario. It's pretty awesome. Apparently, they had to wrestle this 30-year-old guy to the ground because he was was just being in a nuisance.
So insanity. Bizarre. Well, I've got a story of actually someone helping people.
Well, that's good.
Where that guy.
That's even better.
This is out of Plainfield Township, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, my back. Gotta itch my back. The people want to know that.
They definitely got to know.
Well,
inquiring minds want to know.
Christmas came early for three people in West Michigan when a stranger picked up the tab on some presents.
Mm-hmm.
It happened Monday night at the Big Kmart on the 4,000 block of Plainfield Avenue in Plainfield Township. A woman described only as being in her 30s. So, you know, this isn't that one that was with the Jedi swinging around. This is a lady.
Yeah.
Because that was a guy, right?
Yes, it was. Okay. It was a dude.
I was listening.
Mm-hmm.
She walked up to the layaway desk, pushing a shopping cart full of toys she planned to donate.
Aha.
This lady came up randomly and said, "Can I, you know, pay off some people's layaway?"
That's unusual.
Yeah. There's more.
Oh, there's more? I'm in suspense.
She told the lady she spoke with told 24 Hour News 8 that when she first heard the request, she was a bit confused. You said you were confused, so mm-hmm. This lady's confused. I was like, well, are you trying to pick them up? Because you can't pick them up if you don't have an ID.
Right.
And the mystery woman replied, "Nope. I just want to help the people."
That's cool.
So see, good things do happen around the holidays.
That's sort of awesome.
You know, I mean, you might get hit with some guy claiming to be a Jedi with a fake lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might find yourself in a big Kmart getting your layaway bills paid off by some random lady who just wants to help you.
And I would much prefer the latter. I'd rather have, like, if I'm paying for something off, that show up and, like, "I'm here to pay off the last of my, it's already been paid for." Oh, awesome.
Are you sure you don't want the Jedi to... Pretty you don't want sure. to get attacked by a random guy claiming to be a Jedi?
Nah, not too keen on that.
I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, yes, you know, you get your thing paid off, but then on the other hand, you have a more interesting story to tell. So you have to kind of weigh the options of what's more interesting, or, but you know.
Yeah, well, the holidays are so stressful for so many people. I'm sure the latter would be preferred.
Now, what if she did that, but one of her stipulations was, "I have to, like, swing this lightsaber sword at you and, like, hit you with it a couple times. Or, you know, like, you can try to dodge it because I'm, like, training." Like, she's training to be a Jedi.
Uh-huh.
"But I'll pay off your bill, your layaway bill."
Now, that would be... That would be an interesting story. That would be both interesting, and you get your layaway paid off. That might not be too bad. A good compromise.
There you go. That's what Caleb's all about, compromise. They both begin with C.
Ding 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 ding.
What else have you got?
So, we've all heard the obesity epidemic in North America. And there's that.
I think I have.
That ongoing raging debate. Is it television, video games, or the internet which makes the teenagers fat?
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Inquiring minds want to know. So there was recently an article over on the Obesity Panacea blog saying that... a study just recently was completed, move the microphone a little bit, that had some interesting results that seem to have been misinterpreted.
Uh-oh.
or twisted into doing what the writers wanted it to do, as opposed to kind of following the actual trail of fact.
I see.
You know, the ever important
now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, they did find that there are four types of sedentary behavior. High TV use, but not high computer use, was a predictor of high. I guess I should go back a little bit. And there's a the They sampled 2,500 children and adolescents.
Okay.
And they calculated their a CRS, or clustered risk score.
Okay.
And that took into account a child's waist circumference, blood pressure, cholesterol, and inflammation, and then examined whether these...
that sounds serious.
These,
I'm doing
these,
some
these,
science math here.
Yes, these things were affected by sedentary behavior, specifically self-reported TV watching or self-reported computer use. And they found for types of the... For high TV use but not high computer use was a higher predictor of the CRS after adjusting for other factors. The Daily Mail had to say that watching TV is the most damaging pastime for inactive children, increasing the risk of heart disease.
Oh, man. Did they say what kind of TV or just TV in general?
Just sedentary behavior, sitting in front of the TV.
See, that was your opportunity to throw in, like, if they watch The Real Housewives of some place, it'll make children fat. So don't watch that. Or The Jersey Shore. Or...
Well, that does other things to you besides making... The fat's just a side effect at that point. it's almost a defensive response against the other damage it might cause. Yeah, I don't know about that. last month, a group in Ottawa published another paper led by Gary Goldfield looking into different types of sedentary behavior and heart risk. And they found that neither TV time nor computer time was associated with increasing the risk. And the data set in the second study, the video games were the biggest predictor of this of this weight problem. So
I was like, no, it's not TV, it's video games now. Yeah, that's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then what actually is the problem? You have to, the Daily Mail says one thing and the other study says another. What? So it's you know, basically it comes down to don't do too much of any of it.
Yeah.
It's the oldest fitness statement out there: eat right, exercise, and you know, don't sit on your butt too long.
But I like sitting on my butt. Isn't that what my butt is for?
Your butt is
to be sit on.
Is to be sat on, but you shouldn't have more of it than necessary.
But, it should have more of my butt than necessary.
No, less.
Less of my butt. Okay. So
basically, what the article the writer was trying to get at in his story was, whenever you see the headline "groundbreaking new finding," it
more than likely it's neither groundbreaking nor new,
potentially, and it should be carefully read and vetted before accepted as gospel. Just take that grain of salt with your headlines.
All right, I can understand that. I think the people out there, hopefully our audience is, our audience is smart enough to do that sort
they
of thing.
They can totally
I think.
Do it. Yeah,
they're not dumb.
No, they are not. There's no one dumb on the internet. Come on, now, what are you talking
about?
Nope,
not at all. Especially at CNN Money. Because they gave me this list here of the hottest holiday toys of 2011.
Ooh!
So let's see if CNN Money, you know, has their eye on the hot toys. We got
doing their hot or not.
First up, we got Angry Birds Knock on Wood game. Huh?
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is for ages 5 and up. It's $16.
Yeah. So is it a board game?
A true testament to the extreme popularity of the Angry Birds app, this offline version of the game allows kids to build the sets according to directions on cards and then launch birds into the air. Just like in the mobile game, the winner tries to knock out all of the pigs. But here there is an added bonus. A little less screen time for your little one. Well, like cards and little wooden blocks and... slingshot with some bird toys and stuff. So
that could actually be kind of fun. I could see that being an enjoyable
especially if you've had some liquor in you. Not children five.
I was gonna say,
but you know, if you happen to stumble on it and you're over 21, I can almost out game. Put that out. So it's easier if you throw it like this.
It's the evolution of beer pong.
You know, because people can't see on the radio what I did there.
Yeah.
And Caleb didn't describe what I did there. I'll describe what I did. I threw the bird as if I was not using the launcher like a baseball. Or you could do softball. But, you know, I was pretending to be wasted. But anyway, the next one on the list is, is Beyblade Metal Fusion.
Ooh.
Oh, man, the box on this is... I'm totally sure those two kids play that game. Yeah. This one's for ages 8 and up. Yeah, if you're interested in Beyblade Metal Fusion, you know what that is.
Yep.
Next on their list, Big Action Construction Site. Yeah. It's Big Action Construction Site. Okay. Oh, this is for 2.5 and up. So, sorry, two-year-olds.
You're out of luck.
But, Mommy, I'm 2 1/4. Sorry, dear. It says 2.5. Oh, bollocks. So, yeah, this set captures the almost universal appeal that construction sites have. You get the idea, you know.
Ooh, the universal appeal of construction sites. So they get to the 6th level and then they just start yelling at the passerbys.
Yeah. And whistle at the ladies going by and, you know, remember, 2.5 and up.
Right, right. All right. Get him started young.
Next on this list is something I've... What the hell? The Gidar. Wow, that... Yeah, okay. The makers of Zuzu Pets have come up with a new toy line that is also based on a simple yet catchy idea. Collect the rubber-coated ball bearings, each with a different design and weight, and race them on a track. Jim Silver, wow. Editor-in-chief of TimeToPlayMag.com, calls it Marbles Meets Racing. Individual Doug Gaydars. That... That's totally not probably how it sounds, but it totally looks like that. It's da gay dars. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to offend anybody or say anything weird, but that's what it sounds like. And you remember, I mispronounce things to help the people. But retails for less than $5. But of course, there is a large collection of add-ons that are sold separately, like spinners, cannons, and carrying cases. So yeah, that.
That's normal.
That's pretty hot.
Strangest things I've ever heard of. Go ahead.
Flyer flies, you know, spelled with Y's and Z's, because that's like the cool thing to do, you know, teach little kids how to misspell at that early age.
Everything that's kid oriented must be spelled with a kid with a Z.
Yeah. Ooh, it's only cool if it's got a Z, kids, or a Y.
No.
Don't worry, life will autocorrect your spelling for you. Yeah, this is a glorified yo-yo that lights up in the dark with multicolored LEDs. Wow, cool.
Right on. Yo-yos are still cool, though.
If you say so. Next, Hot Wheels Wall Tracks.
Man.
Yep, we all know what Hot Wheels are.
Woo, Hot Wheels.
I think you can imagine what a wall track would be, maybe, you know.
It's a track on a wall, and the cars that go through the track.
I love Hot Wheels
on the on the wall.
They're my favorite. You better get me some walking.
I'll see what I can do.
I'll have sex with your maid. Next is InnoTab. Oh, this looks like a little kid's iPad. If they're not quite ready for an iPad, get them this.
They'll never know the difference. Yeah, right.
For anyone who has the little blurb, for anyone who has had to wrestle their iPad from their children's hands, this tablet may be the perfect present. InnoTab is a scaled-down version and comes with kid-friendly apps like an e-reader, art pad, coloring book, and even an organizer to keep track of all those after-school activities, just like mom and dad do.
So, basically, it's a Palm Pilot.
Yeah, $80, four and up.
That's never gonna work.
Yeah, yeah, it might. It might.
Kids are dumb. I mean, they get those toy phones and pretend like they're calling people. So it's, you know.
That's true. The toy phones can work. I guess it might work, but it's like.
I mean, it is an actual. It isn't just a like fake plastic screen that's like, ooh, this is my fake iPad. Like it actually works and does like has apps and stuff. So it isn't just like a piece of plastic, like painted, like here's your iPad toy. This doesn't do anything. Just pretend.
It could work. Sounds good.
Ooh, here you go. This one's got your name written all over it.
Uh-huh.
Lala Lopsy silly hair jewelry sparkles. The Lala Lopsy dolls are back this year with a twist, literally. New edition jewel sparkles have bendable plastic hair that girls can curl or straighten with the barrel brush and beaded hair accessories included. Even the tail on the accompanying kitten can be twisted and styled too. Just don't get any ideas for the family pet. Oh, yeah. This one's four and up, so you can use it. It's
awesome.
$35 retail.
That sounds exciting.
This one, though, this next one, I don't think. This one may be for our a mutual friend of ours, Colin. I think he'd like this one.
Mm.
Laser Stunt Chaser Dragonfire. Now, okay. Tell me what you think that is.
Sounds like a laser pointer with a toy that follows the light.
Did you cheat?
No.
You know what this is already?
I guessed.
How did you know that? What? Laser Stunt Chaser Dragonfire. Yeah, it's instead of your standard remote control car, this one follows a laser light you point and shoot on the floor. It's easier for little kids to handle, blah, blah, blah. Just to be charged to charge it after every play session, 30 minutes on the dock only yields about 15 minutes of drive time. Mm. That's $40.
That's pretty clever though, because the whole like remote radio control car with the two sticks, it's a bit of an abstraction that most kids just aren't usually like, you kind of hand it to them, they kind of look at it and they get.
So you're saying kids are dumb.
I'm saying that the manual dexterity and the mental acuity haven't been fully developed yet. Whereas you point a light at the floor and you see the thing move towards it, and then you move it, and that direct feedback is.
So kids are more like cats.
Sometimes.
Okay. All right. I got you. You heard it here first. Caleb thinks children are like cats. There's another tablet on the market. LeapPad Explorer. You've heard of the Leap. I've heard of the LeapPad, the LeapFrog thing. And
those Maker. Products are pretty good.
Yeah, this one's $100. Sounds pretty similar because it's got like math stuff and it's got a built-in camera and video recorder. So there you go. Well,
that's kind of cool.
So your kids can film inappropriate things without you even knowing. You know.
Like, yeah. As long as they can't text them to their friends.
You know. What do they do? What are mommy and daddy doing? Tell me, LeapFrog.
Sorry, you need to access Urban Dictionary for this information.
Oh, jeez, you're bringing that up. What if little kids are listening to this? All right, I'll cleanse their minds with this next one, this one you'll absolutely hate. Lego Alien Conquest.
Ooh.
Because you hate Legos.
I
Where
know.
Would a hot toy list be without at least one set of Legos? Well, clearly not on Caleb's list because he hates Legos. This year, the company introduced an entire line of models to create an alien invasion, including mothership, launch station, jet copter, and car. Once assembled, the UFO and mothership light up and spin, and each come with figurines, or rather, alien troopers.
Dun, dun, dun.
Those range from $3.50 to $120.
Wow. That's...
Seven and up.
Of course.
Ooh, there's another Lego. Lego Ninjago. Ninjago. Looks like ninjas in Legos.
Yep. That's pretty much what it is.
Mm.
With mystical powers.
Gotta have those mystical powers, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Couldn't be a ninja without mystical powers. All right, here's something a little more up your alley. Light sprites.
All right.
Yeah, now, okay, guess what? All right, you got that other one. See if you can guess what this one is. Light sprites.
Light sprites. I'm thinking either it's a...
If you get this right, man, something's... I'm not going to say anything, but...
Either it's an LED device that crawls along the wall, or it is a... My other option is I'm actually might be confusing it with a light bright, which was back in the 80s and very different. So
you load colors into the magic wand by holding it up to a picture, paint chip, or even your shirt. Then transfer the color to the little sprite figurine by pointing the wand and pressing a button. The little sprite, which lives in a magical forest pod, then magically lights up and changes color depending on the color of the wand. Although it's geared for younger children, even parents will find this simple trick cool.
That's pretty clever. Yeah. A colorimeter in one device?
You'd be cool if Elaine got you that for the holidays.
I'd certainly try it.
let's see. There's a Lego board game. Oh, no, Logo board game, excuse me. Oh, wow, okay. I guess it looks like it tests you on logos. Like, are you familiar with the V8 logo? It says V8 in the title. Or McDonald's or.
How much more can the consumerism consume you further? Test your consumerism knowledge.
Well, they can get you even more because there's Monster High Dead Tired. The hell
is that? That's not even a proper sentence. Where is the
okay
grammar?
Here you go. This is what it is. It's Monster High, so it's like high school,
okay,
or junior high, you know, whatever
it all is. Right
and then it's Dead Tired.
Aha.
Yeah, look at their you might like this. Their dolls supposed to represent the spunky offspring of famous monsters like Dracula and Frankenstein.
Wow, that Dracula.
They're dressed up and ready for sleepover party, even though they're dead tired. Coffins and other accessories are sold separately. There you go. You'd like that one. Nerf Vortex, and you like the Nerf.
Who doesn't?
Oh, wait. Wow.
Spinning.
Whoosh. Ooh, we got the SpyNet stealth video glasses.
SpyNet, I remember those toys.
These sunglasses are actually a secret camera and video recording device for spies in training.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, because those, you know...
Don't stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. I mean, they're better, but yeah, they still, like, I don't know... Might be a little weird with an 8-year-old on there.
Like, yeah, it's sort of like they're just changing him to be part of TMZ, really.
Gotta get him early.
Get him while they're young.
Can shoot up to 2,000 pictures.
That's kind of cool.
And can upload it with your USB connection. So, yeah. Looks like the very last thing is the 3D breakthrough puzzle classic Mickey Mouse. So if you
Mickey
like
Mouse
puzzles,
3D
there you
breakthrough
go.
Puzzle. Okay.
So those were apparently the hottest holiday toys of 2011.
Well, there you go. On that vein of giving something back, and
I don't know, some of those, if I got them, yeah.
Well, you would still give them back to the store for credit.
Although why anybody would get me some of those toys would be a little odd.
Yeah, that'd be a different issue to be discussed at some other time. And winter, snow, what else? What goes good with snow? Mammoths. We've all seen Ice Age. Manny the Mammoth, him and snow go together like...
There's mammoths in Skyrim.
There's mammoths in Skyrim.
Yeah, they're usually accompanied by giants.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, they're friendly unless you like get up close to them.
So
then they'll kill you.
The giants or the mammoths?
I haven't gotten up close to the mammoths, just the giants. But there was an adventure, right, where I apparently had like this drunken night that you pass out and you have to go and figure out what the heck happened to you.
Uh-huh.
And part of that was like marrying a goat. And so you stole this farmer's goat, which you find out when you go and see the farmer. And then the farmer says, yeah, you got this goat. And then, you don't marry the goat, but you sell this farmer. Okay, you sell this farmer's goat to a giant. And he's really mad. He's like, I want my goat back. Get my goat back, and then I'll tell you, you know, what you need to know. So I went up to the giant with the goat, which was conveniently fairly close, thankfully. Uh-huh. And yeah, as soon as I went up to the goat, the giant turned around and started attacking me, but I killed him pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So what class are you in Skyrim?
That's the thing. There aren't any classes in Skyrim.
Oh.
It's pretty cool, actually. The way they do it is...
Is it more like a job system then? Or?
No, you just do what you want to do. So like if you want to be magic user, use magic. And you get your magic builds up just from doing it. You want to use one-handed weapons, you use one-handed weapons. Your one-handed weapon rank will go up. And then what you do is within each of those things, you spend... perk points on, and they give you like feats essentially, like abilities and stuff that relate with it. So yeah, there aren't, it's no class system. You just play your character how you want to play them, and then you'll get rewarded for it that way.
So it's a somewhat logical system then, because like if you were to actually go out and use a weapon, you would get better with that weapon, but just
yeah,
by virtue of using it.
You can find people in the world to like train you to use the thing. So like, you know, say you want to get better at archery and you find someone that's good at it, they can train you. You have to pay them, but then it'll like automatically up the rank right away. So,
well, there you go. Would you rather shoot them, Jason? No. Okay. that was a little rabbit trail back to the mammoths. Because apparently, cloning creatures that were extinct is difficult.
Oh, okay.
Take that, Jurassic Park.
What?
Yeah, movies apparently lie to us, too. Apparently, but...
it isn't so.
Back in reality...
I hate that place.
Yeah, it can be kind of annoying. The Japanese Kinki University believes that they
So this is out of Japan?
This is out of Japan.
All right, this should be interesting.
They believe that within 5 years, they will be able to clone a woolly mammoth.
Hmm.
Discover Magazine, where I found this article, is a little bit more reserved about their timeline. they're guessing that it's going to be... the Japanese researchers... that they're very bullish about their technique that was developed about 3 years ago by Teruhiko Wakayama, and he was able to clone a mouse using cells that had been frozen for 16 years. So they have some precedent, but it was a mouse that was only 16 as opposed to a mammoth that was far older than that.
Yeah.
So there's some speculation that it might not be quite as easy as they first think, but and within the next 5 years, who knows? Technology advances very quickly when you're not looking at it, or sometimes even when you are. Yeah. You just kind of watch it speed by.
Wait, I just bought that thing and now it's outdated. What?
Yeah.
Said it was new.
Yep. So, who knows?
Maybe in 5 years we'll have a mammoth walking around.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a little mammoth,
and they won't be accompanied by giants.
Without giants, we have yet to actually clone a giant. That wasn't Andre the Giant.
Yeah, or Shaq. Seen that guy? Freaking huge.
He is not a small man.
Especially after he stopped playing basketball, he just said like, "Screw it, I'm not gonna work out anymore. I'm just eating." Now I can.
Eat whatever he wants to. There you go.
Speaking of Shaq.
Shaq?
Sort of. CNN also put out a list of the 15 worst items to put on your holiday wish list.
Uh-huh.
So they went through like Amazon.com and found like crazy stuff. So they found like a pre-need crematation plan.
A what? Run that by me one more time.
A company called Smart Cremation was hawking pre-need cremation services and said it had picked Amazon as the sales platform for its all-in-one plans. For $1,189, you could buy yourself or your loved ones a kit covering the cost of an urn, transportation, and the cremation itself. So that, you know, that's a gift there.
Thinking
right?
ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
Then next, they have a fresh whole rabbit.
A fresh rabbit.
A fresh whole rabbit. Yeah, maybe.
Right, yeah. All right.
Would you consider that a pretty bad item to be on your...
I consider it a strange. I don't know if it's exactly bad. I mean, if you really want a rabbit, then I guess you would kind of
no
want that.
No holiday spread is complete without the juicy turkey, homemade stuffing, and a whole gruesomely skinned rabbit for about $46 plus $19 in shipping. So...
Oh, okay. It's not a live rabbit. It's just...
No.
Okay, that's a little
bit. I don't think that less... would ship very well through Amazon.
that would be a bit of a challenge. Maybe it's a whole local sourcing thing.
I think this one you'd actually like. Oh. Automated ukulele band machine.
Huh? It will definitely make those luau parties more fun.
What about this? Ooh, this is you all the way. A badonkadonk land cruiser / tank.
Wait. It's actually called Badonkadonk?
Yep.
That is the name of the product.
Yep.
Badonkadonk.
Yep. And it kind of looks like the front half of one of the skiffs in Return of the Jedi.
Okay. That's pretty
the
redonk.
The interior is fully carpeted and cozy with accent lighting and room for up to 5 people.
Wow, that's pretty redonkulous.
Yep. Just like that joke.
Yep.
Woo! How about uranium ore? How would you like that?
No, wait, what am I gonna do with uranium ore?
All right. How about anatomical chart company Bag of Bones, huh?
Hey, what? What is it again?
It's a bag of bones.
A bag of bones?
It contains 10 pounds of assorted fourth quality bones.
I'm not sure what fourth quality means, but it could be interesting.
They don't even know in the article. It also comes with a hand on wire. There you go. It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Here you go. Playmobil security checkpoint. Now you can check handicapped old ladies.
Serious?
Yep. Sounds pretty good, right?
That's something.
Oh,
right.
There you go. I know this is something you rack your brain about all the time, Caleb, especially like when you're in the kitchen and you're like, all right, I got the salt. I got the paprika. I got the salt. And then you're like, dang it, where's that wolf urine?
What?
Yep. 100% all natural wolf urine.
Wow.
the label on the company is Deer Busters. And then it's got a deer inside, the, you know, with the little Ghostbuster thing. Like,
right, oh. Right. To keep the deer away. All right. That's interesting.
Okay, and with this one I think you'll like also.
Mm-hmm.
Have you, I know you're a fan of pickles, right? You like pickles, right?
Pickles are good.
And you like it when people yodel, right?
Sometimes.
And you're always like, man, if I could somehow combine the yodeling yodels while I eat my pickle.
Someone's made
but
a
you don't
want to
eat the pickle because this is a yodeling pickle.
I've seen this. I have actually seen this product. It is just as horrible as it sounds.
So you would put it on the worst items?
Yes, it needs to go. It needs to die.
All right, how about this? Now, this could be good, right? pole vault landing system.
Pole vault
you,
landing
you
system.
You like the pole vault, right?
Who doesn't?
Wow. Here you go. Here's another thing that I know you do when you're in the kitchen. And, you know, when you're like, they got the salt, the paprika, dang it, I'm going to get that wolf urine. Then you're like, okay, now I've got the wolf urine. I ordered that from Amazon. It's in there. Uh-huh. Now, dang it, I need to press this duck carcass.
Duck carcass?
Need to press it? You need to press it.
Press it like a...
It's a duck carcass press.
My brain is still trying to wrap around the thought of this. So it's like a turducken, but without the duck, without the duck or the turkey? No, the turkey or the...
This duck carcass press is commercial grade and not for the faint of heart. After you've removed the duck's bones, this tool promises to extract all the juices from the remainder of the bird.
It's a duck juicer.
Hey. It's only $2,500. All right, if you don't want that, how about 1,500 ladybugs? They're alive.
That's
only $18.
That could be useful.
Ooh, now this would be fun.
Huh.
A government-grade Geiger counter.
Ooh, actually, that could be interesting. I don't know what I wouldn't really want to have it or have it go or have it turned on anywhere near me, but it could be.
It's only $16,000, but.
Only? $16,000?
You get a couple of those.
Yeah. Oh, interesting point of fact.
This better be interesting.
That's fairly interesting.
Okay.
Our young adult minister, he at church, he actually received as a white elephant gift a vial of coyote urine once.
But not wolf urine?
Not wolf urine, but coyote urine.
Well, now you can tell him, well, you know what? Next time you see him. Apparently, wolf urine is listed on the first 15 worst items for your holiday list.
That's.
And then hopefully he goes, well, it's a good thing I didn't get wolf urine. I got coyote urine.
That's on the 20 worst items. That's the 15.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, should we digress from this into
no, because the very last thing
one more
is I skipped one because the other one was like this weird thing that you would love, but you know I won't embarrass you in front of the audience.
That's this one's
$45 Tuscan whole milk gallon of it.
Tuscan Raider whole milk?
Tuscan whole milk.
I'm not sure how to. I don't even know what that means. All I can imagine is a person, a humanoid in a very strange mask, milking some other milking a bantha.
Maybe
I Tuscan whole milk. What is that? I guess it'd be milk from Tuscany, but why would you?
I mean, it looks like that's the brand.
Oh, okay. That's still bizarre.
Yeah, there's 14 of the 15. You can go look it up on CNN Money to find that mystery one if you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else, or
no? I don't have anything else that I can't top that.
Yeah, I think that's a good note to end on. And,
yeah,
and to go into the core with.
Yes, because the core we will actually talk about gifts you'll want to give and gifts you'll want to receive.
Hopefully, who knows? I mean, who knows? Maybe some of that stuff they listed, but like, oh yeah, I'd like wolf urine on my list, or duck carcass press. You never know.
Duck carcass press.
All right.
Sounds like something out of a Three Stooges scene.
Yeah. Extremely crazy Three Stooges thing.
Mm-hmm.
Gory and bloody and just like totally goth Three Stooges thing. Like, that's insane. That's insane that you'd think that, Caleb. I thought you were a little more wholesome. Like the Tuscan whole milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $45.
$45 for a gallon of milk. That's a lot of money.
Yup. All right, we are Robots Attack, and we will be back with the core.
Going in.
Whoever goes into the core is not coming back.
Core, the core, the core,
to the core.
Movies.
Sequels suck.
By definition alone, they're inferior films.
Full generalization, many sequels have surpassed their original.
Comics.
As you know, I'm quite keen on comic books. Especially the ones about superheroes.
Video games.
What is that?
The power glove. I love the power glove. It's so big.
Music.
Top 5 musical crimes perpetrated by Stevie Wonder in the 80s and 90s go.
Tech stuff.
This is the isobelabial interface which controls the main pyramidal drive unit. Don't touch that. Blow up the entire pyramidal drive.
What is a pyramidal drive?
Nerd! Get those nerds! Nerd! Nerd!
Alrighty. Welcome back. This is Robots Attack. We are into the core, as you heard from the intro. So now we are going to talk about things that we would want to give and or receive.
Because the holidays are upon us. We've got some stuff together to help you out.
Yes. If you have a geek on your list and you're just like
scratching your head, what do I get this person?
Yep. What do you get them? This is a
porn seems slightly inappropriate for the holidays, even though I know they like it. You know, this is so you know you can avoid that embarrassment.
Yes, indeed. So we've compiled lists of good things, and you want me to start off?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right,
because I took mine from a place, so I'll let you.
Don't feel too badly. I
found you also took from others as well.
I borrowed a few.
That is the holidays. You know, you give and you take, and you know
exactly. And this what we're getting from is people that have access to a lot more stuff than we will actually ever touch with our own hands. So it's like you know, kind of
yes, and yeah. Time and resources.
Exactly. Is that you know? It's spreading the love around. So this one is something that If you have a graphic design geek in your life,
okay,
or a gaming geek in your life, and you have
also it'll encompass both.
Yes.
Okay. All
because
right.
and you have to have no budgetary limits.
Whoa! Wow. Okay.
Not because it's grotesquely expensive, but for what it is, it's not. It's almost a piece of artwork as well as a piece of functional material. It is the Popularis Optimus keyboard from Art Lebedev.
Whoa.
Art Lebedev.
That sounds expensive.
It is expensive. Let me pull up the...
Is it Tuscan whole milk expensive?
I guess if you were to compare it, it would be a comparable level of what the heckness. Because what it is it's a keyboard.
Okay. All right.
But it's not just any keyboard. Every single key is actually a miniature display, a little screen underneath each key.
Oh, okay.
So, and there's also on the Popularis, there is also a screen that goes the width of your keyboard, in between your function keys and your regular typing keys.
Okay.
And with the software provided by his company, you can customize the keyboard with colors and pictures.
Okay.
So, like, say, so that's why I bring up the design geeks, because, like, you know, it's like you want to teach someone how to use Photoshop, but they don't want to learn all the key commands because the letters don't always coincide. But you want to kind of help them see what they're working with. If they had one of these, you could actually show the pictograms of the different commands on the keycaps.
Okay.
So
in place of the letter?
In place of the letter. So okay. Like you in Photoshop, the letter B will bring you to the brush tool. Well, instead of putting B,
it
would be a picture of the brush icon.
Okay.
And also with this, you can easily swap out like language packs. Like say you're a multilingual person and you have to you know, send letters home or whatever. You don't want to
type in another language. You can swap in. Okay.
You can visually see what you're looking at, and the center bar can like display like system information, like your uptime, your CPU temperature, hard drive space, RAM space, your current playing track, and your media player, things like that. So it's actually somewhat useful, but it is $1,086 US.
Say that again?
$1,086.
Okay.
And this is the now, if that sounds a little bit too much for you, there's a range of these devices. There's the Mini 6, which is only 6 keys, and it is let's see. It's coming up slowly.
$600?
It's $376.
Oh, okay.
Then there's the one called the Aux, which has 15 keys. And it is, I think, 700? No, I'm way off. 534.
Oh, okay.
And if you are like, you know what, I just want to go all out, you can get the Maximus, which is a mere... you know, 2068.
Okay.
Now, if you do opt for the Maximus, it has 113 keys on it, so you have that many screens to work with. And it's a full-size keyboard with a number pad on the side. So if you're lefty or righty, you can have key commands on either end of your keyboard.
Okay. Is the number pad, like, is it detachable?
Or no. But it has 10 keys on the right hand end of the keyboard, and then there's the standard keys of a regular number pad on this side.
Oh, okay.
But since it's all customizable, you can make it whatever you like. Oh, but okay. Still, yeah, you would. So you can have your favorite commands on either end of your keyboard.
Okay, so basically you're ranging from, what was it, like $300 all the way up to 2,000.
Around 350 up to 2,000. Yeah.
Okay.
So
and the name of that again for people, just in case they're...
If you go to Art Lebedev, LEBEDEV.com, and art spelled like art, then you'll find it there under everything in industrial design. These pieces are as much works of art as they are functional devices. So it's pretty interesting.
Cool. Let's say then. We can do, how about we'll do this, you know, you throw one out and then I'll throw something out, and then that way, you know.
Sounds good.
Well, I got IGN.com, where I get a lot of my information. Mm-hmm. They actually put out a buyer's guide.
Ah.
So I kind of, you know, was browsing through that and stuff. So I'll give you what they have for the top Blu-rays and DVDs.
There you go.
To sort through the year. And so these will be a little less expensive than the... You know, if you don't want to spend the $300 or $2,000, but you know mm-hmm. someone that's likes the movies and stuff, they've got what they recommend: mm-hmm. Bridesmaids, Captain America, Fast Five, Harry Potter, the second one. There's a Jurassic Park Ultimate Trilogy, so you get like all the movies. You know, you can watch the first one and then use the others as coasters.
The third one wasn't so bad.
You can get the Lion King Diamond Edition. And then they did put out the Lord of the Rings, which you mentioned you watched,
mm-hmm.
the Extended Edition Blu-ray versions. I've heard those are pretty solid. That's $120. It's a little more.
But you get all three of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's not so bad, because in the DVDs you have 4 discs per DVD. So.
Yeah, you get all the extras that came with and everything. And then there's Rise of the Planet of the Apes. That was solid. The Star Wars Complete Saga, that came out this year. Ooh. So, you know, if you got Star Wars fans and they didn't shell out the $90 to get it, you know, they might make a good gift. And then they have Super 8.
Because George Lucas needs the money.
Yeah.
Super 8, yes, on DVD or Blu-ray?
Blu-ray and DVD, but yeah, they kind of highlight in the Blu-ray, which I finally saw, and yeah, pretty solid.
Yeah.
Weird ending, but anyway, you know, that's a digress. But yeah, these range from like $39 all the way up to, I think the most expensive one is the Lord of the Rings, which is $120.
That's not too bad. It's acceptable.
Oh, Bridesmaids is $35. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
If you got a lady friend out there, movie for the ladies.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, I'm gonna come down a bit on the price scale from $2,000 down to $79.
$79.
$79.
All right.
All right.
You know, a little more reasonable.
A little more reasonable. The Kindle e-reader without keyboard. The newest one.
Oh, okay. Well, didn't they have like three of them?
There's three models now. There's the Kindle without keyboard and no touch, Kindle without keyboard with touch, Kindle without keyboard with 3G, and then there's the Kindle Fire.
And the Fire, yeah.
So there's two e-ink versions, depending on how you count the ones with a 3G connection or not, and then there's the Fire.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that if you're looking for an e-reader,
mm-hmm.
you can't go too wrong with the $79 basic e-reader. I messed with the touch a little bit over at Fry's, and obviously when it's the demo unit, it's always been kind of used and abused a bit, so you can't judge too much on that. But it was not nearly as responsive or as useful as I thought it would be. I was pretty excited about it. I'm like, oh yeah, just tap the page and make it turn. Well, that sounded really good in theory. It didn't work out so well in execution. And the buttons are just that much more responsive. So it's like, just get those and get one with buttons instead, or go all the way up to the Fire, which has a more responsive screen in the first place. So.
Yeah.
But if you want the e-ink and touch isn't important to you and you want to save the $79 Kindle, you just can't.
What's the difference between the next one up is
touch?
That one then, is how much?
It's $100.
It's okay.
So $79, $100, and of course the $79 price does mean it comes with the special features, which means that you'll on your menu screen and when you turn your Kindle off, it will show you an ad. But if you don't want that, you can opt out of the ads later on Amazon's website if you want.
Oh, okay.
So you know if you don't want them, you can turn them off. It will raise the price by $30, but. You know, it just depends on how you feel about it. And from what I've heard from people that have used it with the special prices, with the special ads, is that the ads aren't that intrusive and they're actually fairly useful because if you're buying stuff from Amazon in the first place, you probably use Amazon fairly regularly. So having Amazon deals pushed to you isn't such a big a big problem.
It's not like you're buy some Viagra or something like
that. Yeah, it's not like random, like Chevy Volt. Like, what?
Okay. Wait, Amazon has Chevy Volt now?
Yeah. Nothing gets a Chevy Volt, but, you know.
It would be odd while you're reading your erotica novels.
Yeah,
Caleb does.
There's no ads in the novels themselves, only when you're at the menu screen or when you turn it off. So that's not so bad.
Cool. Well, I've got something that is nothing related to that. This is a little more on the collectible side.
Mm-hmm,
if you've got like a Star Wars fan.
All right.
Sideshow Collectibles has these like statues. Yeah, okay. like statues. They have a Darth Maul with mechanical legs.
Now, when you say mechanical legs, does that mean he has like cyborg legs or that he has like legs that
you remember what happened
walk?
To Darth Maul, right?
Yes.
Spoilers, I won't say, but okay, so imagine what he would need in order to move around.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he wouldn't be called with mechanical legs if he was in a wheelchair, but...
Oh, pshaw.
I mean, maybe the wheelchair transforms into legs.
Dun, 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 dun.
So when he doesn't want to walk on the mechanical legs and wants to roll... Yeah, change back.
Autobots, roll out.
With the power of the Force.
Sith, roll out.
The next thing they have is a Holiday Yoda, which is, imagine Santa Claus, but replace a fat white old guy with Yoda.
Okay.
So he's in the suit. He's got the bag, the cane, and the toy sticking out. And
alrighty. Well, there you go.
And then from Titan merchandise for you Doctor Who fans out there,
Woo! They
have the Weeping Angel bust. That was a popular...
a very popular episode.
Episodes.
Episodes, yeah. Yes, you're right.
But yeah. I don't... Let's see. Okay, well, the Batman one that they kind of list is about... The Batman one's $80. So I assume the others are probably roughly around that price.
Yeah.
So
probably.
Think about between $50, $100.
Something like that, yeah. But,
you know, pretty cool if you know someone who likes Star Wars and they're pretty, you know, pretty nicely detailed and stuff like that. So
cool, cool. Well, kind of on that brand, if you've heard about Doctor Who, but you haven't quite committed to finding the episodes and watching them, might I recommend a Netflix subscription as a gift to give someone else or to receive? Because it's, you know, you can catch up on all your favorite shows, both new and old.
Yeah, they're always getting new shows and stuff. So
and they have all of the most recent Doctor Who's and a whole lot of the old Doctor Who's too. So
yeah.
If you want to bone up on your Doctor Who lore, that's a good spot.
And then, and especially, I mean, since now it's almost in virtually everything, the app for it.
Yeah.
It's on the Xbox, on the PlayStation. It's
exactly,
on the Wii.
Yeah.
It's on your phone. It's
on your phone, on
tablets,
your computers. Yeah. Just, pretty much every major platform has it. It's a little bit more... not quite everywhere on Android yet, but that's a kind of a Android thing, unfortunately. But yeah, pretty much anywhere you can find it, if it's a modern device, you can get your Netflix there, so you can take it with you, and it's really good about resuming things that you've seen earlier. So
cool, yeah. And then they have tons of different packages that you can do just online with disc, with, you know, all that stuff. So
yeah, and I'm currently using the streaming only, and I don't feel like I'm missing too much.
Oh, you're missing everything. You want 12 discs out at a time. You need that.
If you can get 12 discs, if you can get through 12 discs out at a time, you are an amazing individual.
Well, going to now over to like gear. They have broken up smartphones and tablets.
Uh-huh.
They have they have listed the Galaxy Nexus for a smartphone. The big shocker here, iPad 2.
What? Someone's going to recommend the iPad 2?
Yeah, and the other big shocker, the iPhone 4S. I mean, you know,
what?
No one wants those two things.
What is anybody going to do with that?
They barely sell off the shelves. I mean,
they hardly even operate, let alone sell. It's like, what are you people going to do with these fifth generation pieces of garbage?
Wipe their butt with them.
Something.
Yeah.
There's an app for that.
Wipe your butt app. And then the last two, alternative. I'm sure that is an app on there.
I'm sure there's someone who's done that. There's enough fart apps. I'm sure someone's done a different one of those.
Yeah. And then they have some alternatives to the iPad 2. They have the Kindle Fire and the Vizio Via tablet.
Okay.
So
there you go. Well, I'm going to continue my Doctor Who fandom for a moment here and say, on ThinkGeek, you can get the 10th Doctor Sonic Screwdriver replica. It's so cool. You can also get the 11th Doctor's Sonic Screwdriver replica there also. But I haven't really got caught up to those episodes yet, so I have no strong opinion about him yet. But I really like the 10th Doctor, so...
You're missing out, dude. You need to catch up. You need to catch up on the Who.
Once we watch the End of Time pair of movies, then we'll be catching up to those soon.
Yeah. So. Trying to some of those ones weren't all that great, but
yeah. Well, if you're at ThinkGeek while looking at this particular device, there are a myriad of other really cool
geek related things that you will find there. If you have a geek in your life and you can't find them something at ThinkGeek, you have a very unique form of geek in your life.
Yeah.
They cover a vast wide gamut of geekdom, and it's a very cool website.
Yeah, I think I saw it wasn't at the ThinkGeek booth at Comic-Con, mm-hmm. but another booth had the a screwdriver replica.
Aww.
But they sold out of them
because
they were actually they had the newest Doctor because he was actually there.
Number 11.
Had those, and those sold out. So I was asking them, I'm like, oh, do you have that? And they're like, yeah, we sold out of those. All right.
Very good then. Yeah. What is kind of neat is that they have they also have a 11th Doctor screwdriver, which has an actual screwdriver in it. You can actually swap out bits and use it like a real screwdriver. It's pretty cool.
All right. Well, speaking of screwdriving.
Yes.
Say you got a gamer on your list, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've got a list of some of the games for... I'll do 360. I'll kind of browse through this list.
Yeah.
Now, they have Alan Wake. I do not recommend that game because I did not care for it. But they have it on their list. It's $20. I wouldn't recommend that, but... Hey, I'm few that didn't like it, apparently.
Was it gameplay or
it was
scenario?
Just really repetitive. It had horrible voice acting. I mean, like, okay. I'll try not to really spoil like the ending or anything, but like the boss you fight at the end, quote unquote, it's like, okay, the bad guys don't like light, so you're using constantly like flashlights to weak them, and then you can shoot them once they're weak. The very last boss, oh, look, right next to them is a huge pile of flare guns.
Ah.
So if I'm a bad guy, like the boss of the bad guys, and I don't like light, why would I hang out right next to a place that has a pile of flare guns?
Well, so you can keep them away from the hero, duh. Ha-ha, you're going to defeat me with this pile of flare guns because they are mine.
And then it sucks because you get like... bigger flashlights and you'd get like other equipment, then when you'd start the next chapter, all that stuff would be gone. Why would I drop this gigantic flashlight that I found that's really useful?
So it's sort of like some of the Voyager issue episode problems where it's like, we created the most awesome shielding ever, and now we are going to abandon it because it is not part of the Starfleet protocol. And return our ship to normal. And continue our show for no apparent reason.
Sure. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Both ridiculous. Yes.
Yes. That's where I'm going with it. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. They've got Banjo-Kazooie.
Uh-huh.
That could be good for kids. They've got BioShock. That was good.
One or two?
Have one on there. Because two is decent, but one's the best.
Looking forward to Infinite?
Yeah. They've got Fable 3. Yeah, it was okay. I guess if you got a little kid again, that could be pretty good. Fallout New Vegas, that was cool. I mean, if you haven't played Fallout 3, that's a better one. Grand Theft Auto 4, that's a good buy, especially if it's $20.
Yeah, I can't go too wrong there.
Halo Reach, that's solid. If you like Halo, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Left 4 Dead 2, if you like zombies, it's first one was all right. I don't know why this one's under Mass Effect 2.
No one's gonna ever play that game.
But yeah, if they like RPGs, definitely the Mass Effect series is good.
Very, very good.
And then they have Red Dead Redemption. If you know someone that likes Westerns, that's definitely a good one to pick up as well.
Right on. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Mass Effect 3 next year.
No, you're not. What do you have next?
What I have next, I have The Absolute Sandman. For those of you who were...
Is this for people for trouble sleeping? Like that? No, Cialis is erectile dysfunction.
Do you mean Ambien?
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
No, it's not. It's not an Ambien replacement. It is a. It is an excellent, excellent series of comic graphic novels that have been essentially. It's sort of like remastering the comics, and Neil Gaiman. This is sort of his rise to stardom. Like he was kind of popular in Europe. And he was kind of a right, and you know, people kind of knew of him. But when he wrote Sandman, like his popularity like exploded, and it was an excellent series, very well written. The absolute volumes, what makes them kind of unique is that they are more of a folio size instead of like your standard comic book page.
Okay,
it's a little they're bigger than normal, and they're thick. It's the entire series in 5 volumes.
Oh, okay.
So they're big, thick, leather-bound, with ribbon, a ribbon bookmarker, so you can keep track of your place while you're reading it.
Oh,
and
okay.
they're just gorgeous editions of the story.
Cool.
And they aren't cheap. They're between $80 and $100, depending on where you buy them. So, but you're getting like 20.
For the volume, for the whole.
For one volume.
For one, okay.
But you're getting like 20 something, 30 something issues per volume, so it's kind of it's they're over 200 pages each, so they're big, thick. They remastered all the colors and the lettering, so it's like all like really, you know, clean and, nice. And fresh looking. So it's
so who choice. Like genre wise, like who would you recommend for someone that's interested in?
Someone who's more in the art, into the art film, independent films sort of scenario. People that liked movies like Insomnia, or especially Inception, because it's about Morpheus, the Lord of Dreams, and so there's a deep magic and dream aspect to the stories.
Okay.
And yeah, so have to be prepared that they are not for children. Not that there is gratuitous sex and violence, but there is the story does not shy away.
The themes are more adult oriented.
Themes are more adult oriented, and they do not shy away from occasionally, you know, showing adults doing adult things. But the real beauty of these stories is just the writing is so well put together. In the volume one, they actually have a Hugo Award winning story called Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh, okay.
So it's good stuff. If you have a love of sort of like independent flares movies and stuff like that, you might actually enjoy that. You'd probably really enjoy this.
Oh, cool.
And it's also good for people that aren't quote unquote into comic books, because they think that all comics are a bunch of people with too much muscle and spandex.
Yeah.
This is. So not that.
Oh, cool. Sounds cool. I want to go back quickly to video games, and these ones you can get across, you know, Xbox, PS3.
Uh-huh.
These are a little more like this year stuff. I would recommend for people Batman Arkham City.
Oh, yeah. That looks so good.
If they like shooters, there's Battlefield 3 or Modern Warfare 3. You know, it just depends. Find out which one they've gotten before, sort of what their style, and you can kind of figure it out from there. Skyrim, again, we talked about it, or I talked about it earlier, but if they're into RPGs, you can get them this and they'll be lost for hours.
I still want to play that game.
Yeah. There's, like, for racers, there's Forza Motorsports 4.
Put in the demo. Solid. Well, solid.
Yeah, I keep hearing good things about it. So, and then for like the PS3, there's Uncharted 3 just came out. And then on 360, the Gears of War 3 just came out. A lot of threes this year.
Yeah. And the next year too is going to be a lot of threes.
Yeah. And then something that came out a little earlier in the year, like Portal 2, that's across all the platforms.
Yes.
That's a solid bet. And then, like, for the kids, especially, like, say you want to pick up a Kinect, you have a Kinect, you want something new, there's Sesame Street Once Upon a Monster. I've heard really good things about that.
I've been hearing good things about that, too, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a quick little rundown of some newer games, since the ones I'd mentioned earlier were kind of older, mm-hmm. you know, for if you just, like, say you're getting them in the system the first time, here's some essential ones
yeah.
worth picking up. But
definitely. And with the new, if you do get a Kinect, the new interface, the new dashboard interface is actually really good for Kinect. And yeah. the voice commands are a lot deeper than they used to be.
So. Yeah, I would agree.
All right, I'm gonna also go jump on a technology kick here. If you like your streaming media, like your Pandora, Netflix, Hulu, so on and so forth, but you don't want to have an Apple TV, you don't want to hook your computer up to your TV, you don't want to, you know, you just don't want to mess with it. You have too many boxes hooked up to your TV as it is. You might consider getting a Roku LT. It is under $50, $49.99.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, it will stream pretty much anything you want, and it's also it has the advantage of being as some people like to put it, the significant other approved. So those of you who are not geeky, but yeah, you know, someone wants to give you something that's, you know, yeah, internet subscription stuff.
Mm.
It's a good way to kind of bring that in to their house without having to do a lot of coaxing, coercing, or telling them they have to hook up a computer to their TV, and it's got a very, very nice, simple interface. The remote is like, I think, 6 buttons plus, like, it's like 4 buttons with a D-pad counting as 4.
Oh, okay.
5, it's like 6 buttons, so it's really easy to use, and it's very good. It's one caveat to this device is that it is a Wi-Fi only device, so you'll have, if you do get it for someone else, you might have to make sure that you want to make sure they have Wi-Fi in their abode before giving it to them, or else it's gonna be like, okay, here's your Wi-Fi, aye. And now here's your Wi-Fi device. If you're willing to do that for them, rock on. But yeah, it's a nice, easy way to kind of bring someone into the internet age without having to drop them into the deep end of the pool.
Yeah, or shell out
or
thousands
yeah.
of dollars.
Or... yeah, because home theater PCs, they're glorious, but they are so expensive if you like start tricking them out correctly. Or
yeah,
deep,
unless you steal them like you do, right?
What, it fell off a truck?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Caleb is a thief.
I don't steal nothing. It fell off a truck. I don't know. Hey No, I don't own any of or steal any of those things.
Sure Well, I've got some things here. These are gifts for gamers, kind of like what we were talking about, that aren't video games or that sort of thing.
Oh.
Just a list off a few things, like an actual Commodore 64 replica within a keyboard.
I've seen that. That is pretty wicked cool.
And then there's Gunner Optics Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 gaming glasses. Glare and eye strain are major enemies of any gamer.
This is true.
Luckily, Gunner's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 eyewear is built specifically with this in mind, with precise lens, geometry, tinting, and lightweight structural design.
Yep.
So, you know.
Yeah, I've actually heard people that say the Gunner optics do help for prolonged gaming scenarios.
And apparently they can be fitted with prescription lenses if needed.
Mm-hmm.
So...
mm-hmm. There you go. They're also good for laptops and desktop screens if you are of that persuasion.
And they don't look too bad.
No, they have. And if you don't need the Modern Warfare 3 edition, they have other frames which are actually.
But you want the Modern Warfare 3 edition? Want it?
Heck yeah!
Yeah.
Go with your Modern Warfare 3 controller and your Modern Warfare 3 special edition set Xbox, and if you have those things.
And then you mentioned a thing from ThinkGeek.com. Well, this is from ThinkGeek.com. Minecraft Sticky Note Cube.
Nice.
So a lot of people are fans of Minecraft.
Minecraft is pretty popular.
You can get for somebody. And then these look kind of cool. So if, say, you got a lady friend you want to, you know, give something to, they got Portal 2 Long Fall Socks.
Nice. Are they companion cubes?
Probably.
Okay.
I would imagine you'd find those since they were popular when the first one came out.
That's true.
So I'm sure you could still get those. These are from Jinx.
Ah.
and the accompanying model. I don't see the rest of her body, but I see her legs. Mm-hmm. It looks good on her legs, so
there you know. I'm sure it'll look good on your
they're,
your
they're inspired by Shell's boots.
Oh, okay. So interesting.
Yeah, when I first saw it, it looked like Stormtrooper boot socks, and then like oh no, Portal 2 long falls. Oh, okay.
There you go.
Those are white and black, and it looks
yeah, right. Ah, Coco.
Some random stuff for you for your gamer friends out there. If you know don't want to buy them an actual game.
Mm-hmm. Well, if your gamer is keeping you up at night with their noise, you can possibly get them a pair of Ultimate Ear 700 headphones. They're just stereo. They're not the 5.1 surround. Oh, did I stump on yours?
No.
Okay. But they're around $100, and they are one of the least expensive dual driver noise isolating headphones you can get, and they're. I have a pair of, not this one, but I have another pair of Ultimate Ears, and they sound really good.
Cool. Any idea of price range?
It's around $100.
$100, okay.
A little bit above, a little bit under, depending on your retailer. But yeah, when you're upgrading out of your pack-in headphones, until you hit that $100 point, you're not going to notice too much of a difference. I mean, if you go a little bit above, like, you know, $30, $40, you will notice a difference because usually they'll have better isolation and they'll sound better that way. But when you get up to the $100, they actually make better drivers in the device, which makes it sound so much better. Like the dual driver makes your highs so much crisper and your lows so much more satisfying. And you don't need as much volume to make it sound good.
Cool.
So it saves your ears and it sounds better.
I like it. Can you give me some of those?
Sure. I just run over to Amazon and...
Awesome. I will take them and use them.
Very good. So what's next on your list?
I've got a couple PC games, PC only games.
Mm-hmm.
The Star Wars The Old Republic MMO is finally coming out. Again, you know, Star Wars fan. It's from BioWare.
It should be pretty solid. The BioWare games are generally going to be.
And I don't know the monthly cost since it is an MMO, but usually like the first month or so is free. So
get a taste.
You can try it out. If you don't like it, you don't have to pay the.
Yeah, you don't have to pay
the monthly fee.
Yeah, but I'm. From what I've been able to glean from the preview videos and stuff, it's going to look pretty solid.
Yeah.
The Jedi's level up pretty cool. The Guardian, I think, goes up. It's when you can start dual wielding stuff. So they had a couple of videos of progressions of the two different types of Jedi classes. So.
Yeah. Yeah. BioWare's done a good job with the Star Wars franchise. So I would imagine they won't screw
I doubt it. Yeah. And the Star Wars universe is like almost cherry picked for their sort of karma system for character alignment.
Yeah. I would agree. I would concur. Good Caleb.
I concur, good sir. Yes.
we mentioned Minecraft.
Minecraft earlier. Yeah.
That's another one for you. And that's cheap.
Yeah,
a little over $20. So
yeah, it's not bad at all.
And then on the strategy end, they have Total War Shogun 2. We'll break it up a little bit, some away from the sci-fi, away from the first-person shooters. But speaking of first-person shooters, if you got a PC person, they probably will want Battlefield 3 for their PC because that's what they built it on, and that's what they focused on mostly. So. If you got a PC gamer that's into first-person shooters that doesn't have it already, I'm sure that's on their list of wants.
Of things they would want to own, yeah. From what I've seen in the footage, and when you have the right rig, it looks glorious.
Yeah.
The particle effects look so beautiful.
So yeah, that's some PC games. Because they have listed other games like Skyrim and naturally, you know, Batman and all those, which are, you know,
mm-hmm,
multi-platform. So
right, cool. Well, I got another technology pick. It's a digital camera.
Okay.
This is what this classic camera they call the Power Zoom, and it's that one between the Micro Four Thirds cameras I was talking about, where it's the point and shoot form factor, but okay, the four thirds have interchangeable lenses. This one doesn't have that, but it usually has a really long zoom, so okay, it's like you could actually, you know, get a yeah, it's got a much longer zoom, usually slightly better optics, much more manual features.
Okay.
So it's not quite a point and shoot, but it's not a DSLR style either. It's the Sony CyberShot DSC-HX9V. See how that model just rolls off the tongue?
Oh, yeah. I've, you know, completely forgotten everything you just said. Exactly. Sony, right, though?
Sony.
Okay, yes.
Sony CyberShot.
Sony camera thing.
Yeah, I got
it. Point it and shoot.
Yeah, it's got it was very well reviewed over at CNET, and I used Sony cameras a long time ago, and they weren't so nice. But they've been working on that a lot, and the new ones are actually really good.
Mm-hmm. Cool. How much is this run?
I think this one is roughly $300 to $400.
Okay.
Let me check that real quick.
But it's under 1,000.
Well under 1,000.
It's likely under 500.
Yeah, it's a reasonable amount of cost for it.
Okay.
So.
Well, I've gotten the home theater end. Mm-hmm. Sony put out, because they're really pushing 3D.
Oh, yes.
They put out a PlayStation 3D display.
Ooh.
It's $499. You get, let's see, it's 50 inch.
Mm-hmm.
No. I take that back. It's 24 inch.
Ah, is this the one where if you have two people in the same room with the glasses, you can have two full screen games?
Yeah,
nice.
You know, it doesn't split it or anything. Yeah, yeah. Simulview. Yeah,
yeah. That's a pretty cool use of that technology. If you don't want the 3D effect.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because I'm not ever. I have to split the screen. It's always annoying, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This prevents that. You get a copy of MotorStorm Apocalypse, an HDMI cable, and a pair of 3D glasses.
There you go.
LED LCD, 1080p.
There you go. The Sony camera that I mentioned before is
1080p. Sorry, my brain is frying with all these numbers and stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of numbers. It's around $300. For the camera I mentioned. So,
oh, okay, cool.
So there you go. That's, and that one's 400 something for the whole set.
$499.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, for 3D. If you're big on the 3D, you know, it seems like it's a good one for like a smaller room.
Yeah.
You know, apartment or something like that. You know.
Definitely.
And if you.
So since you have you're on the home theater kick, with all the gear we're going to be cramming into our home theaters from this holiday season, you're going to need something to control it all. And
yes,
for that you need a universal remote. But the universal remotes are almost universally a pain in the. So I posit that that more people should be like Logitech and pick up the Harmony remote. The Harmony 650 is around $100, and it is a programmable remote with a screen that you can also use to set up what they call macros. So you can say like watch TV. You just set it up for all the things you would do to watch TV, like turn on cable box,
switch
the TV to this input, turn on the stereo, switch it to this input. Like it would just run through all those commands.
Oh, okay.
And you press one button. So this is another one of those significant other approved devices.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That would be cool. I'm gonna turn that on. Turn this on. Now I can just one button. mm-hmm. turns all of it on.
And it's like doing the work of like four or five remotes right there. It's like, all right, click.
That's cool.
Yes. That's it's a, the Harmony devices are very good. The 650 is, its limitation, I think, is that it only can control five or six devices at one time. So you can't have an overly elaborate home theater system, but it definitely
for the average user, it sounds like it's
yeah, it should cover most everybody. And yeah. you do have to make sure that you have a internet connected computer, because that's how you will download the software and the profiles for your devices onto the device.
Oh, okay.
That's the one other kind of caveat, to make sure you have that, or do it before you take it to their place. So
okay. Well, most people have that
nowadays. Now, so. Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Do you have anything else, or do you want to go off?
I have one more.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. I mean.
Okay. This is for those sending students back to school or what have you. The
school.
Who needs that?
Duh. Yeah. Exactly.
Not like our shows. Not like on like college radio station or something like that.
Nope.
Anyways.
Not this episode.
Nope. Not this one. The Toshiba Portage R835P56X.
Wow, another awesome.
Yeah, now you know why the Apple have like three brand names: iPad,
yeah,
MacBook Air, MacBook Pro. It's like it makes it nice and easy to say what you want. But no, if you are looking for a 13-inch laptop that has really good battery life, lots of good features, lots of good add-ons. It comes with an optical drive. It has 7 hours of battery life.
Okay.
It's also sub $1,000. It comes in around $750-$800.
Oh, okay.
So it's less than a MacBook Pro or a MacBook Air, and it has all the features that most people would want out of a computer. So. And cool. It has more battery life than the MacBook Air, which is pretty impressive.
Battery life is good.
Very good.
Especially for traveling and all that stuff.
Exactly, exactly.
Cool, cool. Well, hopefully you found all that stuff useful and mm-hmm. find something on that all that list of things for someone in your life.
Yes.
Be they a friend, significant other, stranger.
One of us, if you want to send us something, yeah. Let us know. We'll
Yeah, that'd be cool. I think pretty much any of that stuff we mentioned, even the wolf urine, because Caleb would, right? You want to use that?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. You can leave that one on the shelf.
I think you can find some useful things for that. Yeah.
No. I'm not going hunting. I don't live in the forest. I don't need to keep deer off of my property. So no, I don't.
But you can be like more, interactive with your video games and stuff. If someone's playing in the forest, you can like douse yourself with the wolf urine and like I'm keeping the monsters away and stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Play Big Game Hunter.
Yeah, there you go. I'm getting really into it, and honey. This is why I ordered the camouflage gear and the wolf urine, and when I'm done hunting, we'll press the hell out of this duck. With this duck carcass press. And yeah. But yeah, yeah. Hopefully you found that stuff useful. And we thank you for listening. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays, yes.
To everyone out there. Be safe. Drink. Eat.
But, be merry.
Yeah. But do it in moderation. Do it safely.
Do it sensibly.
I mean, yes. If you're going to go all out, make sure you got someplace safe you can be. When you go insane.
Mm-hmm. Or someone to carefully guide you back to the couch when you can't stand up anymore.
Yeah, don't drive.
Don't drive.
I mean, drive to get to the place or, if you need to drive, like, obviously you do it. But when you're done with the debauchery, don't drive.
Exactly.
All right, well, this is Robots Attack, and we'll see you around next time.
Yep. Tune in. See you later.
Raccoon, Veronica, Mistel.